from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got the Olympics going on right now. The Team USA 4x100 relay team has infuriated Carl Lewis yet again. It seems like every 4 years we get Carl Lewis up there saying how disgraceful the 4x100 relay is for the men. And today it was because they got DQ'd.
Well, they keep screwing it up.
They got DQ'd.
How do we have some of the fastest people on the planet and we keep screwing it up?
Carl Lewis, it's time to blow up the system. This continues to be completely unacceptable. It's clear that everyone at USATF is more concerned with relationships than winning. No athlete should step on the track and run another relay until this program is changed from top to bottom. Horrific first exchange in the 4x100 relay. Not good for Team USA. But, you know, we're collecting golds everywhere else. All right? We're doing okay. On the golf course, so women's golf is ongoing at the Olympics. And they just wrapped up round three of action, where you call Dirt an animal every day when you walk in here because he's watching the golf coverage.
Some form of golf coverage. And it does not matter what or who is playing golf.
But when you step in, it's a lot different because the coverage that he's watching is usually like in the morning. So it's like live golf action. And then you're watching like the replay on the Golf Channel.
A lot of times it's usually on that event still.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
That dude is watching the most obscure tournaments on the face of the planet.
No, it's not like 8 hours of coverage. He gets off the air at 9 and you don't look at that TV until 11:50.
Whoa. I'm here before that.
You're here before that, but you don't look at that TV until it's like 11:50 and you're like, nah. It's totally different
from
6 a.m. when he turns it. He is a junkie, though. Yeah. He is a junkie. I will give you that. And he probably needs to go get some sort of therapy for it. But in the midst of the women's golf coverage, we had quite the run made today by Brooke Henderson. She is a Canadian, and she made a charge today. She went 5-under-65, moved up 17 spots on the leaderboard, and she'll need another day like this if she wants to medal. But she had one hell of a day. And Morgan Pressel, who is on the coverage for NBC and the Golf Channel, this may be one of the more egregious F-bombs that I have heard during any sort of broadcast that was, I mean, it was obviously unintentional, but it wasn't like somebody... We'll pick up an F-bomb from like a player on the floor after a free throw or something. You had the big poppy.
Or you had Carmelo Anthony who, F out of here on literally every rebound.
Yeah. But and then you had like Big Poppy after the Boston Marathon
our
bombings.
Bleeping city.
It's our our bleeping city, where that was like an emotional like pulling at the heartstrings, and the FCC actually came out and said we have no fine for that.
Yeah, that one's fine.
And that one is and. Good on the FCC for that. We should give them a little golf
also,
clap.
We're a pretty prude nation when it comes to profanity. We're like the only country that this is a thing.
Morgan Pressel, this one was aggressive.
Yeah, let's give Brittany a little pump. She's getting fired up. We'd love to see it.
The way she dropped the F, like Rust... You have, like, the full bleep in there for the entirety of the word. Usually, like, they're fleeting. She sold it. I mean, the whole point of that sentence was the F word in it. And I'll retweet it at Dusty_Hera, the actual clip, so you can just see how emphatic she was with the F-bomb. I've never heard anything like that. And it makes me, I think Dirt's onto something now. I ain't dirt watching this. Maybe that's why he does watch it, is he's got the closed captioning on, and he can see all these F-bombs during the show that are being dropped on the Golf Channel. Maybe it's something that we just don't know is happening.
I will say this. Have you seen, I might be awful announcing, it's one of the sites that kind of tracks this stuff. Have you seen how many athletes and or commentators have been drunk on air?
No.
These Olympics?
What? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like drunk?
Like drunk.
Sauced up.
Sauced up. Yeah. There was a Swedish athlete and commentator. The athlete was not hungover. He was still drunk from celebrating. I mean, my man could not form words.
So not a broadcaster.
No. No,
we're talking an athlete.
Both. There was a commentator, too, that looked like he may have been out with him.
Nice.
And it was like, oh, my God. And then, look, you're doing this for... 12 to 14 hours, a little dehydrated. You have a little martini, and all it takes is one little inhibition.
Yep.
There was a time on television where I may or may not have been not sober during a game. And there were multiple times where I came very close to using profanity and went, oh, that's not okay. There was a time when we did have somebody who dropped an F-bomb in the pregame and who may have still been recovering from the night before. These things happen.
That's a good one.
These things happen. You know, they're human. These things have popped up from time to time.
They do. They happen. I always think it's cruel, like when, you know, the Chiefs win the Super Bowl and you roll out Travis Kelce on the Today Show the next morning, and it's just like he just looks absolutely just like he's been drugged through it. Jason Kelce after the Eagles won.
The man face planted in the garden.
They would do it with Gronk after the Patriots would win a Super Bowl. Like the coaches when they... Ed Orgeron sticks out to me after LSU won the national title. And
Kelce stole that kid's luchador mask.
They were doing but he wasn't even playing in that game. He just stole it. He was excited for his brother. Yeah. But they roll him out onto TV and it's like, this is cruel and unusual.
Yeah,
punishment.
Don't do that to this guy.
There's no need for these people to be on.
You grab the biggest partier on the team. Go grab Mark Madsen.
But those are the ones that people want to hear from.
Yeah. No, are you kidding me?
These are the ones that people want to hear from.
What was the costume called that Kelce had on?
The mummer.
Yeah, mummer. when he gave the speech.
Yeah,
that's the guy you want on TV.
Yeah,
that's the guy you want giving the speech.
Yeah.
Because it's great.
I think it's, it's a mummer costume.
Yeah. That, I mean, absolutely crushed it.
He did. And he owns that. And I believe, in my mind, Jason Kelce wears that every Halloween with his kids. Maybe he wants to spice things up with the missus. And maybe he just throws on the mummer costume from time to time. In my mind, that's what Jason Kelce does. Because Jason Kelce also now the face of U.S. women's rugby.
Which is great. I love the stuff that has come out of the Olympics, like the unsung heroes and lifting the programs up and stuff like that. It's
like
super
Flava
cool.
Flav.
Do we know if he's getting paid absolute crap tons of money like Snoop? Snoop's going to end up making like...
I bet you Flavor Flav's is probably a little bit less of a crap ton, I would imagine.
Snoop's going to make like $15 million.
I don't think Flav is making any.
Really?
I don't think Flavor's making any. He's just supporting U.S. women's water polo.
Did they
polo.
At least pay his way over there?
And then I think it was the shot putter or discus thrower who... Do you see what she tweeted out? She went to Vanderbilt. And she tweeted out like... something along the lines of the football players at Vanderbilt, you know, they get food, meals, travel, stipend, all this stuff, and I don't get S, and I'm at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And Flav said, DM me, I got you. I'll send you
cool.
the money. And her whole thing was, Vandy football hasn't won S.
I'm out here competing for a world title.
Which is also true.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And so Flav just like, I don't know where Flav's getting this money from. Maybe that
residuals from Flavor of Love. I bet you they're pretty dumb.
Still getting that cash. Public Enemy still doing well on iTunes, maybe. I don't know.
That hot Brigitte Nielsen money.
But I love the fact that we do have like...
Isn't she dead?
Brigitte Nielsen died? That sounds about right.
I mean,
I think that might be right. Like 2 years ago or something.
She was probably taking the steroids.
But... the fact that Snoop was on trial for murder 30 years ago.
Was a literal banger.
Nope, still alive.
Still alive. Not dead. Brigitte Nielsen, very alive.
Maybe on low-grade beaver tranquilizer.
Snoop was like hardcore gangster rapper. Now
he is
He's the grandpa of our Olympics, and so is Flava Flav.
Super weird.
It is awesome.
Mm.
It is the American dream right there.
Oh, jeez.
Watching Snoop Dogg go around these Olympics and just be present at everything.
Have you seen the walking horse?
Yeah. We've talked about
incredible.
Watching him show up to watch the dressage in full equestrian gear.
Yes, he went to track and field yesterday with Simone Biles. And they did an interview with Snoop and Simone Biles. She's like, this is the first time I've ever gone to see another event. And when I go to the Olympics, I just watch gymnastics because that's what I'm here for. And so he sat up there wearing his Sydney McLaughlin shirt, and she dominated the 400 hurdles yesterday, wearing his Sydney McLaughlin shirt with Simone Biles, just giving a nice little interview. Now they brought over, I saw that they brought over, oh my gosh, I'm spacing on her name. The home garden lady that went to prison.
Martha Stewart.
They brought Martha Stewart over, and now Martha Stewart and Snoop are hanging out at the Olympics. This is fantastic. But $10 million is what he's getting like $500,000 a day.
$500,000 a day plus expenses.
dude.
Which in Paris adds up quick because he's not staying at the Super 8.
I'm now thinking, we talked about this, the NBC set for like primetime in Paris is at like this French restaurant that overlooks the Eiffel Tower.
At bare minimum was $10 million.
Yeah, I think I'm going higher with the amount of money. Like if Snoop's getting 10, they probably went 15 to 20 mil.
Yeah, so saying it had to be at bare minimum $10 million. There's just no way knowing what NBC pays for this stuff, man. Like you're behind the scenes, you see some of the money that they spend like just to produce. Think about, like, we could go a little inside baseball here real quick. Think about all of those stories that they have where they have interviews and B-roll from, like, every country in the planet.
Yeah.
Here's the story of this Slovakian wrestler who escaped Sokovia.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going full Avengers.
They've
talked to their entire family.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who knew, like, their dead great aunt who was an Olympian in 1912, which means they've paid some interviewer to go out. They paid somebody to do the research. They paid a cameraman to grow out. They paid a producer to go out. They paid an editor to put this package together. And they've done this for like 700 different athletes.
I wonder, yeah. And then you'd think of just what they're doing for Team USA, where they're going down to Houston to do the gymnastics features and Arkansas and Oregon and North Dakota or wherever. And they're going to all these people's hometowns. That's a lot. I wonder what the all-in cost for NBC Olympic coverage is.
I bet you it's a couple hundred million.
Yeah.
I bet you it's a couple hundred million, which is why they're so stingy with the social media footage.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. It's out of this world.
Well, at least they paid $4.38 billion for the rights for the Olympics.
And when they're going to make money on that.
Jeez.
So,
whew.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably going to... So that's a lot of money. Oh, they're paying $7.85 billion through 3032 on the new deal. 4.38 was for from 2011 to 2020. Now they've upped that to $7.65 billion through 2032.
It almost doubled for the next three.
Yeah.
Well, that includes, goodness. I'm sure that includes the Winter Olympics too, yes?
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, it was the same span of coverage.
Holy smokes.
That's nuts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.